Like a yacht in high seas, there's a company in the news today that hopes you're having too much fun with its product to notice it's making you nauseous. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Orders for expensive, longer-lasting things went up quite briskly last month, with the durable goods up 2.2%. That's a nice enough sign, but it may not be more than that. Many a Wednesday, we consult David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
What does this durable goods figure mean to you?
It doesn't tell us a lot. First of all, the rise in durable goods orders overall is a bit misleading. Beneath the surface, this was quite a weak report, but like a lot of reports over the last 2 months, people are going to excuse this one based on bad weather, so we'll have to wait another month or two to get the real trend for durable goods orders.
Something else that market professionals are focused on this morning, the European Central Bank is sending a message that it might do more stimulus in the future to keep dangerous deflation away in Europe. Is that a significant step?
I think they think it is. But the truth is that when interest rates are close to zero anyway, monetary stimulus doesn't really work to help the economy. And I think the good news is the European economy is healing on its own. I mean, it looks good, but basically it's just cheerleading a recovery that's already occurring.
If there were more stimulus, I think it might tend to bring the euro down, which might help some European manufacturers sell things overseas.
That is the one possibility. That's certainly what the Japanese have succeeded in doing in the last year. They talked about big monetary stimulus, and that caused the yen to fall, and that's helped their exports out. But, of course, everybody in the world wants a cheap currency right now, so it's a little bit easier said than done for the European Central Bank to actually engineer a big decline in the euro.
David Kelly at JP Morgan Funds, thank you.
Anytime.
Facebook is paying $2 billion in cash and stock for a company that makes a headset called the Oculus Rift that lets users look around digital environments. But in many cases, there's a side effect, motion sickness, which has been a problem with virtual reality devices since their inception. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
Ben Kuchera, a senior editor at Polygon.com, has experienced the motion sickness using an early version of Rift.
It's almost like getting off a roller coaster, you know, when you have a bad experience at a theme park and you're kind of stumbling around a little bit.
Rift isn't in stores yet, but Kuchera has tried the newest version and had no problems. He says companies are investing a lot in improving the technology. But some who study motion sickness say the focus on technology obscures something important. Motion sickness is about individual experiences.
It's exactly the same as when people go on a sea voyage. You know, you take 1,000 people and you put them on a cruise ship and 300 of them get seasick and the other people don't, and the motion of the ship is the same for everyone.
Thomas Stoffregen is a professor of kinesiology at the University of Minnesota. He says things like Rift...
They're really high-tech and they're really high-res and they're really neat, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking into account the nature of human movement and the way that people move and adjusting to that.
Which means it could be a while before Rift hits the shelves. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
For the first time in more than a century, Americans are eating more chicken than beef. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on why poultry is taking flight.
In a small kitchen in Newark, New Jersey, Ariane Dagan is showing me the correct way to carve a chicken.
It's easier if you take the wishbone out before you take the breast.
Dagan is the CEO of D'Artagnan, a 29-year-old company that delivers organic, free-range chicken to restaurants and grocery stores all over the country. Business has been booming.
We've had a joke that this year is the year of the chicken. It's all good. It's all good. We've seen growth of 15% a year.
Chicken sales were up more than 10% last year, and they're still rising. Dagan says there are a couple of key reasons for this chicken moment.
Now there are good chicken available. It's not that mushy, tasteless chicken anymore. That people are more conscious about health. And so they will eat red meat a little less often and white meat more often.
But a lot of the reason for the bull market for chicken is the bull market, says Don Close, a cattle economist with Rabo AgriFinance.
The real trade-off that we're seeing in consumption is escalation in poultry and decline in beef.
Beef prices have skyrocketed. They're expected to jump by as much as 15% this year. Ricky Volpe is an economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says that has a lot of consumers trading strip steaks for drumsticks.
We saw pretty heavy substitution on the part of consumers, substituting ground beef for ground chicken, and thereby driving up the prices of those products.
Chicken prices are expected to rise by about 10% this year. Even still, chicken will remain far cheaper than beef and pork. But even if beef prices come back down, Ariane Dagan doesn't think Americans will go back to beef.
It is not a trend. Trend means there is an end to it, you know? There is no end to good food. People in America are more and more conscious that you are what you eat.
And right now, that's chicken. In Newark, New Jersey, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And a creepy study in the Journal of Consumer Research, if you're feeling scared, you tend to get more attached to brands. In a University of British Columbia study, people developed closer emotional bonds with brands placed in front of them more while they were watching a horror movie, like a bottle of packaged juice while they showed Salem's Lot. The research suggests that there's an inclination to reach out to other humans when you're in a frightening situation, but that a brand will do in a pinch. Now, you may find that news depressing, but I know that when I'm scared of vampires, I love my Christopher Ranch brand crushed garlic product. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.